This is URN.
So, I'm very proud to announce, for our local story, the Coca-Cola Christmas truck is coming to Nottinghamshire. And so, as the Nottingham Post writes, love the Nottingham Post, the Coca-Cola Christmas truck is set to visit Nottinghamshire next week. And it has been confirmed. The eye-catching red truck will be at the Co-op in East Leek on Monday, December 12th. It will be at the store in Main Street from 11:30 a.m. And the festive attraction is bound to put a smile on the faces, on people's faces ahead of Christmas. Thank you for letting me know what will make me smile, Nottingham Post. But so, more of sort of moving into sort of a light-hearted, nice little chatter, you know, sort of winding down, end of the week. First off, I've got to preface this. I'm quite surprised it's going to East Leek and not just coming into Nottingham. I mean, fair, there's not a lot of places it could park up in Nottingham. You know, the square's already very busy with sort of the Winter Wonderland. And, you know, you don't really want to whack it on some random streets. But I can actually say I visited East Leek. Visited East Leek with last year's head of news of Impact Magazine, Laura McGaughan. Because she just really liked the town for some reason. So, you know, little day trip. And it's a very strange place for it to visit, to be honest. It's just like I can only just say it's just a town. It's not even a very big one.
It's very ordinary, is what you'd say.
Very ordinary. It's just like two roads. And then that's... Well, there's only two roads of importance, and then the rest is just houses.
So it's like Swindon.
Perhaps, but on a smaller scale. And I do know what the co-op is that they're on about, because I, you know, had a little nip into that co-op for some lovely snacks while out in East Leek. And... Yeah, I really can't see how they're going to fit a truck there, to be honest. But I suppose that is something the logistics team of Coca-Cola have already sort of figured out. But are you guys sort of disappointed that it's not going that extra mile and coming all the way to Nottingham?
Well, I'm speaking as somebody who controversially doesn't like Coca-Cola. I do... It is surprising that it's not coming to Nottingham, actually. But... In some ways, I think... What was the name of the place? Sorry, that it's going to...
East
Leek. I think it's quite nice that it's going to somewhere a bit less well-known, because it might bring some publicity there and tourism, and whether the locals want that or not, I'm not sure. But, yeah, it is surprising.
Well, I can confirm, in terms of tourism to East Leek, it's, there's not a lot to do there, to be honest. There's a bakery.
Ooh.
There's a independent DIY store, as, you know... Fervent listeners will know I'm an employee of B&Q, in addition to my studies, and so, you know, little independent DIY shop. Just it was just nice. I brought a little sort of service bell from there. But no, you do make a good point in the fact that I also don't like Coca-Cola. I'm a Pepsi man, I must say, although the decaf version of Pepsi is not widely available, so I'm forced to use sort of decaf Diet Coke, and at least it comes in very nice pretty golden cans. But here we go, Tom and Connor, for you guys. Mm-hmm. You know, this side of the room, I mean, I'm going to assume you're Pepsi if you don't like Coke.
No, yeah. I'm coffee. That's how I get my caffeine.
That is so fair. I mean, to be fair, in terms of hot drinks, I don't like either coffee or tea. Hot chocolate all the way. But Connor and Tom, would you... Thomas? Any preference?
Any name is fine.
Name is fine. Okay.
Well, that's...
Mr.
That's...
T, what is your preference? Coke or Pepsi? Or none of the above?
I'd have to say I'm definitely a Coca-Cola person, you know. I've had Pepsi a few times, but I can tell there's, like, a slight difference, and I definitely prefer the taste of Coca-Cola. Although on the tea and coffee debate, I have to say I agree with you, Ben. You know, I'm a fervent anti-tea and coffee person, which, you know, like, being British, it's sort of in our DNA to like tea, but...
Well, it is, and I you know, like I'm a fake Brit for not liking tea. The only ever cup of tea I've enjoyed of normal, bog standard, you know, tea, was when it was this absolutely gargantuan mug that sort of my ex had made me. And basically, it was absolutely sort of chock-a-block full of sugar. And so basically, I was just drinking, like, sugar drink.
Hot sugar,
exactly, you know. But hot chocolate also serves that purpose and has a chocolatey kick. So Mr. Host of the Friday Pulse,
yes,
who, you know, is currently under a performance review.
Absolutely I am.
Coke, Pepsi, or Dr. Pepper, you know, chuck the third one in.
I think it's Pepsi just tends to be cheaper is a thing. You know, we're going, you know, it's you know, It tends to be cheaper for what it is, and I honestly can't tell the difference between the two, especially when it's drunk at room temperature, because there's not the most space in my my fridge at home for anything like that. I mean, you know, as much as you know, this sort of marketing campaign is happening, it lists that you can go and purchase a personalized can or bottle of any of the Coke variants, and as someone with a controversial spelling of their name, where it is infinitely difficult to find the spelling of Connor that my name is, I know that if Pepsi were ever to do something like this, they would not neglect, you know, the single lane Connors of Great Britain if they were ever to do a tour.
That are you representing them?
I absolutely am. I am the voice
of single Connors,
single lane Connors that, you know, need novelty gift items.
Honestly, you know, it's so in terms of the personalized sort of drinks, are they like going to make it there, or do they just have like a selection of?
Do they chisel it into the glass? Is that how it happens?
Do they chisel it into the can? Do they engrave it? To your name?
Glass engrave. You would need some strong chemicals for glass engrave. I would love for that to be the case.
What do you think Coca-Cola is?
Yeah.
Well, you can use it. A fun fact about Coca-Cola: apparently, it's a very good toilet cleaner.
Phosphoric acid, I think, is the main thing in it.
Spot the chemistry student.
There you go. Spot the chemistry student. Lovely host of the Friday Pulse.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I suppose also as well, just another thing that I wanted to sort of mention about this, more sort of generally, you know, sort of Christmas, you know, is this sort of, you know, we are the Pulse, we'll take a little political spin. Do we think that this is sort of an over-representation of sort of the over-marketization of Christmas? Is it, has it sort of transcended beyond sort of, you know, what was it, the rebirth of Jesus?
The rebirth is Easter.
Okay.
The resurrection is Easter.
Should it be more about the actual sort of Christian backstory, which personally I don't think it should be, not a Christian. Or, you know, should we sort of tone down sort of the level of marketization of it? What do you guys think?
I mean, I've heard, but I don't know anyone personally, but I've heard people say that they get nostalgic about we all know the Coca-Cola Christmas advert with the truck and Santa and everything, and everyone says they get very nostalgic for it. I don't know, I'll let you guys kind of say your thoughts on that, but in terms of like the over commercialization of Christmas, I feel like there is a feeling that like people, it's become almost too much about the gift giving and like the buying of things, and really it should be about like, you know, people coming together. I'm not necessarily pro kind of the Christian route. If you're into that, that's cool, but in like a kind of multi-faith society, I feel like what it should be about is like people coming together, celebrating, you know, having a good time, eating, you know, great food together. That should be kind of the purpose of Christmas. And I do feel like especially when the adverts start in November, it does get a bit grating, where you think like this is kind of ruining the spirit of it, because by the time you get to Christmas, you're so like fed up of all the music and all the like jingles and everything that it starts to just like, you can't actually get in the full festive spirit.
I couldn't agree more. I think it annoys me so much when people start celebrating Christmas in November, so I don't have a I'm sorry, am I stepping on some toes?
the Friday Pulse was the first I think news well first radio show of the year to play a Christmas song back in, I think, early to mid-November.
I hate to burst your bubble, but no, it was not.
It was my
show, The Mellob Experience, near the start of November. But you can
not
say
that it's a competition.
No, not that it is.
It was the first news show to play Christmas songs.
Christmas songs aren't quite as bad. I just think when there's all the Christmas shopping at, you know, just all the Christmas products. So I don't really have a problem with it being over-commercialised in December, but just it happens too early. I completely agree that it should be more about being together as family. I'm personally not, you know, really massively religious myself, but it's whatever makes you feel happy at Christmas. I think it should be, for me, it's being with my family. For other people, it might be remembering the traditional Christian story, and for others it might just be lots of gift giving. So I think it just should be a very personal thing.
I mean, how sort of in terms of gift giving, I, you know, as a university student, I am not looking forward to this. Yeah, I'm just putting it out there, you know. You know, I enjoy having money. Christmas will leave me with no money. But actually, this does lead on to sort of an actual sort of half-serious point, maybe fully serious point. Do you think that sort of there's a bit too much pressure to buy gifts for people, especially now, you know, that we have sort of the cost of living crisis going on, you know, energy bills rising, all that sort of stuff. Students, you know, your maintenance loans aren't going up, that's for sure. Is there too much pressure to actually buy gifts at sort of your own expense?
I guess there's probably a bit. I guess maybe the thing is, when we think about gifts, we sometimes think that to make it a special gift, it has to be like really expensive, or like really, you know, you have to spend a lot of money on someone for them. But I feel like with a gift, you can buy something that's a lot less expensive, that's just really thoughtful, or you can buy something that you made yourself. So there's like different ways to show that your appreciation for someone, not just kind of going to the most fancy department store and buying the fanciest thing in there. There's an element of, I feel like there's also, with the cost of living, I feel like people are kind of recognizing that it's not all about the gifts, but also like people are, I think, being more realistic in terms of their expectations for, you know, what's going to be nestled under the tree. And I think that could be a positive thing. And I think, just to give some more ideas to people, like, you can make a lot of like homemade things. So you could make like a lot of homemade food. So especially around Christmas time, food is often, you know, something that people, well, not, you know, not that we have enough food at Christmas, but like, you know, people, food is often a nice gift to give people, especially if it's homemade, or something else that you put your time into, but maybe not your money.
Mm. Well, I mean, you know, you were a big partaker in the Toad Hall Broad Christmas Secret Santa that we did the other week. I think, you know, it is.
And we had a low budget for that.
Yeah, so we had a fairly low budget for that. Gift, yeah, yeah, it was definitely, I had a bit of a challenge thinking about what is a good gift for the person I got, so much so that I outsourced it to other people to chuck me gift ideas. And I think, you know, it's Christmas is like you said, I think it is more about sort of the being together. Like, not to get all sappy and be like, oh, the real gift is like, you know, being together, but it's certainly a big part of it, and especially considering, you know, over the past couple of years, Christmases together have been increasingly difficult. You know, especially as we see, you know, possibly families that are more separated by distance as well. You know, it's a costly thing to go, say, a quarter of the way across the country, or even for even like an hour or so. You know, it's you know, it can be certainly a stressful time. I know December is particularly a busy time for my family, with both my sisters and my birthday within 2 weeks of Christmas. It's a lot, but I think, you know, it's gift giving is ultimately still a thing that is associated with Christmas, and whilst it doesn't have to be there continually, I think it is always appreciated.
And so, as we sort of end the sort of get to the end, not to steal your outro, I actually do have a plan, Connor. as we sort of do get to the end of the Friday Pulse, I'd like to try out a nice little new section. So, Connor, whenever you get the spare moment, if you would just like to click the fun ident of "We're So on the News" as listed. So
I'm clicking it. I'm not. Just okay. To make sure I know, I'm on performance review.
Okay, just let me know when you click that button.
Okay.
We're So on the News. Huey Lewis is suing us.